Yo, what's up, guys? Max Stovern here with Grayson Smith with the Then and Now podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the 2019 Corvette ZR1 and the 1971 Corvette ZR1. To start it off, we'll be talking about the prices of the two cars. So, the price for the 71 Corvette ZR1 is $7,000, or anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000, which in today's money, that would be $44,186. The 2019 Corvette is from $120,900, and of course that's the ZR1 model. Other models wouldn't be that expensive.
Now we can talk about the horsepower, and the 1971 has anywhere from 350 to 370 horsepower, but if you get the one that's not a ZR1 and it is 270 horsepower.
The 2019 Corvette is going to have 755 horsepower.
The engine in the 71 Corvette is a 350 small block V8 with a 5.7 liter engine.
The 2019 Corvette has a 6.2 liter V8 engine.
All right, so now we're going to be talking about the engine and other cool features. So, starting out with a basic 71 V8 with a 300 horsepower turbofire featuring a 10.25:1 compression ratio, a 4-barrel carburetor, cast aluminum alloy pistons, and a precision formed crank.
The 2019 Corvette is supercharged just like the Z06, but it's even more powerful. Thanks to a reworked supercharged V8, it cranks out an outstanding 755 horsepower.
The 71 Corvette has another engine that's a little better, and it has another body style that's even more better. The 71 Corvette has a 370 horsepower 350. It features the same hardware as the 350 horsepower version, plus an aluminum intake manifold, a domed hood, special cams, special exhaust, and a mechanical lifters.
The 2019's engine and brakes are very strong and easy to modulate, and the manual transmission operates smoothly. Steering feel is lacking at the limit, but those limits are far beyond what most roads allow.
If you want to go a lot of steps farther with the 71 Corvette, you can get the body style with a 460 horsepower turbojet 454 with a large 4-barrel carburetor, high-performance cams, mechanical lifters, aluminum cylinder heads, and a full transistor ignition system.
The 2019 Corvette seats provide good support and comfort in all but extreme driving. For a relatively small two-seater, the Corvette surprisingly doesn't feel cramped. The control layout is thoughtful and the driving position is quite adjustable.
It comes standard. The 71 comes standard with a gearbox on the floor mounted, wide range 4-speed. The gear ratio is 2.52:1, low gears. Also available a close ratio version with a 2.20:1 low with a 460 horsepower engine.
Now we will be talking about the interior features of the cars. The 2019 Corvette seat comfort. The seats have plenty of adjustability and good bolstering. They strike a nice balance between cushioning and support, but they may be a little tight and sit a little high for larger drivers that are 6 feet or taller. Magnetic ride control provides a button-down ride without it feeling crashy or harsh, and we wouldn't buy a Corvette without it. The ride is surprisingly forgiving for a car with big wheels and run-flat tires.
The 71 Corvette seats are contoured bucket seats featuring the new head restraints. The shoulder belts standard are guided through a slot in each seat back for neat and secure positioning. You rest your feet on soft carpeting that are not only stretches wall to wall, but over the entire rear storage area with it is hidden compartments for valuables, batteries, and tools. You check your center of gravity is right, not in the middle, but in an unusual spot.
Noise and vibration. The Corvette is pretty quiet in a normal driving. The optimal dual mode exhaust is loud at wide open throttle, but that's the point. Wind and road noise are minimal. The dual zone climate control system and heated and cooled seats work well, and they're easy to set. Passengers will especially appreciate having a dedicated air and seat temperature control by their door. Ease of use for the 2019 Corvette. Controls are located so the driver can access them easily and are clearly marked. Driving modes and aids like traction control can be adjusted without using the touchscreen. The rev match paddles on the steering wheel are easily hit during spirited driving, which can be a nuisance. Getting in and out. As the most dedicated sports cars, you'll need to get low and enter the Corvette. Protruding sides, sill extensions, and steeply ranked windshields and an aggressively contoured dashboard all make getting in and out tricky. And driving position. The seats and steering wheel offer plenty of adjustability, so most drivers will be able to find a good position. Tall drivers may feel that the seat is too high even on the lowest setting. All the important controls are within reach, and the gauges and head-up display are easy to read. Roominess. This two-seater is cozy but wide enough across to allow enough wiggle room so that it never induces claustrophobia. Headroom is a decent thanks to a roofline that arches up higher than the windshield header. Visibility. Taller drivers have an unusual view at the topmost portion of the windshield, though the overall impression is less bunker-like than it is in a Camaro. There's a good view on the road overhead, helping the confidence during spirited driving. The rearward view isn't so great. Quality. The interior materials look and feel appropriate for the price, although there were a few small problems with fitment. Materials quality has certainly improved from the last generation. Overall, it's a high-rent feeling car, and even if some body lines aren't as precise as competitors.
Now we'll be talking about the exterior features of the two cars. Starting out with the 71 Corvette, the rims are not very cool, and the door handles I like a lot, but if the headlights weren't like pop-out headlights, they were just on there forever, I think I'd like them better, but since they're pop-out headlights, I think they look stupid.
I like the rims on the 2019 Corvette. It really gives it that sporty look that most people are going for when they buy the car. Also, the headlights give it a nice slick look that, like, it's just a clean looking car.
Yeah, the 71 Corvette can be like four eyes. Like, you know how they used to call like the, I don't know, an old Mustang four eyes because of the way it looked in the front, but it looks like that in the back, and I don't like the rear. I think it looks not clean, and yeah, some Corvettes, 71 Corvettes, come with a rack on the back, like a luggage rack, and they look so dumb, and yeah.
The 2019 Corvette, for colors, I personally like the white the most. I don't know. I just like it. And the grill of the car is kind of cool. It's not like really cool, but it looks decent.
The exhaust pipes on the 71 look really not good at all. They look stupid. And so does the quarter panel and the rear window. it looks not very clean.
For the 2019 Corvette, I don't like the hood scoop very much because it doesn't, like, I don't know. I just think it's not very good looking. But I do like the spoiler because I like the sporty looks on the car.
I like the 71 Corvette because it's kind of curvy and it looks really cool. But also, I don't like the grill because, yeah, it just looks, like, not clean. It kind of takes away the sporty look, and that little headlight down there by it, it's not very clean and cool. But other than that, and if they would leave the luggage rack off of it, it would be so much nicer. And, like, if the rims were like the, I think the 19, I think the, if they put the 2019 rims on it, I think it'd look a lot better, in my opinion. But that's just me.
I like both the cars, but I can't say which one I like more. It's a hard decision.
I would rate the 71 like a 8. What would you rate it?
Probably an 8.
What would you rate the 2019 one?
For Corvettes, probably an 8.5.
I'd probably rate it a 9, but I think Corvette could do a little better on the, like, the body shape. But other than that, I like how, like, fancy it looks and bulky.
And okay, guys, we're done for today. Try to join us on our next podcast where we'll be talking about a new set of cars.